what's your name or you? All right, y'all. Welcome to the craziest show in the world. On welcome to the Dustfire Radio Network, and it's Tuesday. See, I know what that means. That means it's trying to bring those beautiful ladies in the building. My girl Riri Houston, Riri in the building, aka Houston, and my girl Mama Angela. What's good?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Glitz and Glamour.
What's up?
I have to have y'all laughing real quick because it just really caught me off guard, and if Sadie wouldn't have started, we would have been all thrown off because we replayed too much, okay? She's sitting here talking about why does our theme song sound like the Wild Wild West?
It's like a movie.
I'm gonna put it out there. I'm gonna tell you, she ain't know the key where that came from, right? See, that's from the beginning of the video phone video when Beyonce walking through the Reservoir Dogs thing. So it's got the, so that's why the song, like, it sound like it's like about to go down. That's why, you know. Because when Beyonce walks, she you know, she slayed. So that's what, that was what,
yeah.
Y'all slayed
the
airways,
video,
so that was what
was
I was coming with it.
Because it was like, you know those old movies where they come and they sit in the middle of the desert and they got the little hay bushes that roll by and they both pull out their guns? That's what it sounds like. Like, I'm finna watch one of those movies.
Oh, you little bust, we're getting ready to do a hard noon. All right. We'll take three steps back, and when they say shoot, ready, shoot.
Oh, my God.
All right. Sounds like that's what we're about to get into.
Oh, Lord. But y'all crazy, man.
That is Houston Riri cutting up first thing at 10:03 p.m. But,
3 minutes into the show. Come on in.
She already got jokes. Okay, now today's show, we're going to talk about custody battles because there's been a lot of that going on, whether it's celebrities or just people I know. And it's kind of weird because previously I never heard of the man actually wanting to take the kids. It always just automatically the women get
the women.
But
that's
kind of what's going on lately.
When it came about, it was kind of like, you know, the men being spiteful. I'm going to get my kids so I make more money than you. But now it's like, these niggas is really getting the kids. Okay?
Yeah.
Really? You want to take my baby?
Right. So that is exactly what we're going to talk about tonight in our deeper segment of thought. However, just real quick, we do have to do a brief overview of what is going on with this whole Kendrick Lamar and his little verse. On his on this new little drop, because it's been on every social network. Can y'all let this man live with this little verse he dropped? I listened to it a couple times, and I read the lyrics. Yes, it was cool. No, it's not as cool as everybody's trying to make it. The internet is full of hype beasts. I'm sorry. Like, of
but
course,
to me, it don't seem like a hard-ass jab. He was just saying, shit, I rap with y'all, I fuck with y'all, but... We still come
exactly. And then, like, look at the people he named. Like, the only person he named, like, of course he named Jay-Z, Nas, of course, those people above him. And then he goes into saying Drake, Pusha T, such and such. Okay, I mean, Pusha T, yeah, he cool, but, like, low-key, he kind of washed up on the cool. Like, he ain't been hot. But then, like, Drake, you can't really comment on Drake because, yeah, you, like, hot. You got that little lyric thing going on right now. But Drake is really selling more albums than you, and, you know, numbers don't really lie. So until your numbers get there, you might want to leave that one alone. Because it's like, but hip-hop is to keep controversy going. However, don't be foolish at the same time.
Yeah, didn't he say something about he's the king of New York or something?
Yeah, he was like, he's the king of New York, and he was like, Big Sean.
But you're from California.
Oh. How did that work then? Did he move to New York and then? Oh, people do that?
I know, you just gone. So, but how your fans feel in California where you rep in New York, but California's where you're from? So, come on now. It's like, we're ludicrous. Ludacris is really from, what, Chicago? But he reps Atlanta to the fullest. You really can't do that until you really just hot as hell. You know?
Well, you know, people say you claim where you learn. Like, I'm not originally, I was literally born in Austin. However, I was pretty much raised and learned in Houston. And people say you claim where you learn. So I learned in Houston. So, you know, but I still carry my Austin, too, just because I'm my birth certificate. So shout out to my people from Austin, A-Town. Anyway,
really?
Right.
She slid that one in there. She did.
But I claim both. So why don't everybody else claim both? Why you got to be so
I claim both because I claim Jersey. I claim Jersey and Texas both together because both of those sides play a big part of my personality. I mean,
yeah.
I'm real down to earth, like the Southern hospitality from Texas, but I still got that tough heart like Jersey. So I got a little bit of both of those. So I claim both all day, every day.
Yeah.
Understandable. And then, like, when he named the best MCs, Kendrick, Jigga, Nas, Eminem, Andre 3000, yes, those are all good people, and I agree, minus Kendrick. I don't really feel like he is the best MC, because sometimes I listen to his music and my stomach starts hurting, or I just get irritated, and I don't know if it's because everybody's hyping him up to be something that he's not, but no, I don't get it.
And,
like,
and I don't
how
like
could you, how could you be like, how could you be like best MCs and not mention Biggie, not mention Tupac, whether they dead or alive, they
yeah.
still jam. Right now, you can come on Amazon Press Play, and you're going to play it from the top to the bottom.
Yeah.
Front to back. Kendrick Lamar, not so much. That's true.
I don't know. I mean, right now, I mean, for me, I'm just the reason why I like Kendrick Lamar. It's not necessarily because of the hyping up, you know. And this is crazy. Before he even got hot, I literally asked a bunch of independent artists on the show. I said, name your top five favorite MCs right now. And I said, alive. When I tell you almost every artist for like a couple of months, this is before he got big, said Kendrick Lamar. I didn't even know who the hell Kendrick Lamar was at first, but I damn sure went and did my research. And his lyrics, like you said, the lyricism, and it's his word, it's his wordplay that everybody loves about him. Like he can be on like a club song, but his wordplay is still so good that it's not just another. It's not like we listen to another artist. And so
yeah, and I'm not taking anything from him. He is a good artist. However, I just don't think he's trying to call himself the best, because when you look at it, you think back to those MySpace days. At one time, you ask somebody who's your best MC, everybody would say Drake, because Drake has some of the hottest mixtapes coming out, like 06, 07, 08. Drake has the hottest mixtape. So, I mean, it's just a cycle. It just goes and it comes. Like, you're the hottest for a little while, somebody else takes their spot. Just like they had the whole T-Pain and Wayne. T-Wayne, that's over. Who's caring about T-Pain and Wayne rapping together anymore? But at the same time, you got to pick your battles. And I guess, like, yeah, he getting his props because he is stepping up to the plate, you know, calling people out. Because, of course, the people won't be.
That's going to make them work harder. So, I mean, it makes sense at the same time. Because he wasn't just, like, going hard on them. He would just let them niggas know that, hey, I'm your competition.
Yeah.
So let's go at this. Let's go head-to-head. Which, to me, is a good thing. So, hey, step y'all game up. Whatever y'all need to write, of course, I'll make your whole CD about this, man. It's not that serious. Just make your round call.
Right. Just but wait. The most pointless call out was Gucci Man today. Gucci, have a sit down, please. Trying to call out T.I.
I missed that.
Why? Gucci Man called out T.I. on
why?
Twitter.
What the hell?
Yep. See? And when we get back from our music break, which will be T. Lee Shay Mane, you will go ahead and we'll discuss Gucci Mane and his little T.I. feud briefly.
Alright.
Say, man, why these niggas hating? I'm riding around my city, got that cake cocked and I'm waiting. I'm like, say, man, why these bobbles bopping? I'm trying to hit that pussy, she trying to do some shopping. I'm like, say, man, dancing for them dollars. and I do this for my bitches. Say my bitch bad and my sex tight. My wrist glass and it's wrapped right. My chain diamond is so blind and I stay shining even at night. I'm on F, they don't left. I'm so right and they so wrong. In the zone by myself, what I'm on is so strong. So forth and so on, don't prolong, I flow home. To touch that such and such. Now I'm just on those stones. My paint black and my shoes Gucci. Ain't that, and they probably Louis. 8-pack, call me 8-rack. So that brute is probably Louis.
I'm like, say, man, why these niggas hating? I'm riding around my city, got that K-Cock and I'm waiting. I'm like, say, man, why these boppers bopping? I'm trying to hit that pussy. She trying to do some shopping. I'm like, say, man. They pockets, I'm like, say, man, I'm feeling like the realest, yeah. I do this for my niggas, ay. I do this for my bitches, say, man.
Boss niggas sip gold bottles, I'm these niggas' role models. We roll light and it's non-stop. These niggas be trying to block us. Models and these hoes flock us. Every bitch that you know, jockers. Those boppers, they stay bopping. I stay knocking off those knockers. Fly niggas do fly shit. Let my bitch go knock a bitch. And if my bitch can't knock a bitch, then my bitches might go buy a bitch. I like bright lights in big cities. Nice ass with big titties. Wind blowing up in some foreign. Got a nigga doing by the buck 50.
I'm like, say, man, why these niggas hating? I'm riding around my city. Got that K-Cock and I'm waiting. I'm like, say, man, why these boppers bopping? I'm trying to hit that pussy. She's trying to do some shopping. I'm like, say, man, dancing for them dollars. On stage and she twerking. Niggas going inside they pockets. I'm like, say, man, I'm feeling like the realest. I do this for my niggas. And I do this for my bitches. Say, man,
chilly up in this bitch. And I ain't got no worries. Swagged up like a young buck, but I'm ballin' like I'm 30. I used to trap them birdies. That's why I'm up so early. My young bitch like a bag of money. I swear that hoe so pretty. Before I phone, if I was taking panorama pictures. Could stand in one spot, get every bitch that came with you. Ain't shit changed. I'm just a little bit richer. Little bit more particular about the bitches I get dick to.
I'm like, say, man, why these niggas hating? I'm riding around my city, got that K-Cock and I'm waiting. I'm like, say, man, why these boppers bopping? I'm trying to hit that pussy, boy, she's trying to do some shopping. I'm like, say, man, dancing for them dollars on stage and she's twerking. Niggas going inside their pockets. I'm like, say, man, I'm feeling like the realest. I do this for my niggas and I do this for my bitches.
Yeah, we back.
Really quick, I want to say that I need everybody that's listening to go follow me on Twitter because I only have 12 followers and I just got my Twitter. So follow me at Houston. Let me figure out my name. Hold on. I'm sorry.
Houston underscore Riri.
Oh, Houston underscore Riri. Thank you. There we go.
Now, how you going to be begging for followers and you don't even know your name?
Hello.
I told you, it's a new account. I'm working on it. I'm getting it together.
But since y'all already on Twitter, y'all might as well follow me, too, and on Instagram as well, at I Am Model Angela. And I will follow you guys back as long as y'all say something, because I'm tired of ghost followers. I have 953 ghost followers. Ridiculous.
I'm going to tell y'all how to fix that problem. Go to justunfollow.com. If I'm not mistaken, that's the right one. You go there, you can see when the last time somebody tweeted. Like, if you're a person you ain't tweeted in, like, months, you getting that unfollow. Because I ain't got time. You're just wasting time. You're just sitting there. There's no reason. You're not even contributing to my timeline. So why are you even here?
Yeah, I'll
would
become
not
more
be
active
happy
when I get
about
more
that.
Followers.
What? I mean, you don't ever get more followers if you don't become more active. That's backwards.
Yeah, you see, you knew in the See, when you're new in the game, on Facebook, me gotta go to Twitter, Instagram. This the name of the game. I might show some people some. I'm about to give y'all some game right now. Follow, but as crazy as it sounds, you follow a bunch of people, you interact with people, you start crazy, you start to sit, because some people always want to all the trending topics that's already on there. You start some random trending topic like bootleg people, like stuff like that, and people tend to retweet you so much, you start getting followed, you ain't an ugly person, so people going, it's going to be something that people go like, oh, man, they shoot good, man. So you're going to get the person that's going to follow you, and then you're going to be good because you follow our people, and then you get, I follow a bunch of people. I give them about a month. They want to add to Hollywood and I follow me back, or they have contributed to the timeline, I unfollow them just like that. And trust me, your stuff will look right, and you're looking at them celebrities that be having buku followers, but they ain't following too many people.
Yeah.
And that is a Twitter 101.
Ooh, y'all know what I hate to see on Twitter and on Instagram, especially on Instagram, because people have like 14K followers and then have like 30 likes on a picture. So you're telling me out of 14,000 people who following you, not even 100 people like that.
But that is, you feel me? Oh, wait, back to the Gucci Man and the T.I. on the Twitter. What happened?
Okay, yeah, I pulled this up. I saw it all over my Instagram today, and the Gucci Man tweeted, name your top three P-U-S-S-Y-ass rappers. I don't like to say that word. It's just ugly. Ass rappers, Mines, Jeezy, Yo Gotti, and T.I.P. That's what Gucci Man said, not Mines. I kind of actually like all three of them. He said Jeezy, Yo Gotti, and Pip. No brainer.
Excuse me, but sir.
Like,
hello, Five. Those are
you?
Good rappers. Fuck you.
I think they are really good rappers, too. What is up with Gucci Man? Like, what's his problem? I just don't get it.
I think that was ugly. They're good. And if you ask me, they're doing better than he is. So, that means you're heading. I'm just
saying. And another question. Is Gucci and Tisha Taylor together?
Paul Gucci, you know?
Gucci and Keisha Kaur, formerly Keisha Dior, with the Kaur lip cosmetics line.
Oh,
I've been seeing a lot of pictures of them lately. I'm going to have to research that. Don't worry about it. I found it.
Yeah.
Okay, but anyway, back to today's topic that we're probably going to sway away from again, custody battle.
So, this is what I found. Usher, you know, he has custody of their children. When they got divorced, he got the kids. And just recently, one of their children kind of had a near-drown incident in the pool when he was at his aunt's house. So what is her name? The Raymond, ex-Raymond lady. She went to court requesting that she get temporary custody of the kids. The judge flat out told her, no, your request is denied. So she has been rejected twice to get her damn babies. Can't Usher have the kids being watched by a damn nanny? I don't understand this. And
yeah,
you know, hey, you get my baby because you got more money, but you want to let a nanny watch them when I could be sitting there watching them?
Yeah,
really?
I will be just as pissed off. How you going to take my kids and leave to pay somebody else to keep them? But, like, wait, what is she doing anyway that she can't keep them? She got a job now? Like,
see, and then my thing is, like, I don't know the details, but, okay, that's here's a question for the callers. When a man or a woman gets custody or is the sole caretaker of the children, do you allow the baby mama or baby daddy to come in and say, well, while you're at work, if we got different work schedules, I'll watch them? Are you just like, no, please, my babies, I got custody. Just give me your child support. Like, what is it?
I don't know. That is kind of I don't know, because I was looking at the whole issue with Dwayne Wade and his ex-wife, because, of course, he got custody of his two boys. And his main thing was, like, he still wanted his sons to still have a close and frequent relationship with their mother. which they did, like the judge ruled, and she still does have a relationship with them. She comes out like every 2 weeks or something like that. Weekends she flies to Miami, you know, and spends time with the kids. However, when the kids were in her custody, she wouldn't let Dwayne Wade see them. So, like, was it?
Oh, wow.
Is it more of a bitter thing with women when they separate and they don't want the father to be involved, or is it the hate for the new woman that he's with that they don't want the father to be involved? Like, if you've ever been through a custody battle, like, please call in and give us your opinion on that as well when we open up our caller section, because that's real different. Like, I mean, yes, true enough, no parent just wants to be like, no, you can have them. You know, I mean, some people are like that, but I would hope not. That they just shoot a kid off of the mom or shoot a kid off of the dad. But, of course, one parent is always better able to take care of the child, whether it's, you know, one parent is still building their career and the financial stability, or the other parent is just, like, you know, possibly just doing everything wrong, not being responsible on drugs or anything like that. I can understand. But, like, who should decide when both parents are healthy, financially stable, loving, caring, giving, nurturing? Like, how does that
go? The judge don't know shit about either one of them. With me personally, honestly, and I'm just 24, just turned 24, so maybe it's still a little bit of childishness in me. I don't know. But if me and my husband split, I ain't going to want my son to go with him and be around another bitch neither now. It'll be a big
that
problem.
That is very childish, just so you know.
Yeah,
that's really childish.
But at least I can admit it. I can't see y'all being happy over there with my baby, and we supposed to be happy, you know?
You can't do that, because at the end of it, like, you're not punishing the children by keeping them away from their, I mean, you're
no,
not punishing
no.
him
I
by
won't
keeping
keep
them
away,
children.
But it's a way you go about seeing him. I don't keep
him
away from
him.
You let
him go to daddy's house.
No, not with her there.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
So what if the shit was different? What if y'all decided y'all didn't want to be together because, okay, he beat the shit out you or something like that? So y'all decided y'all going to separate, and he ends up taking the kids. Is he not supposed to let you see him? Or if you get a new man, like, no, if he got the kids and you got a new man, it's okay for the son to come around you and your man but not go around him? Like, you have to be fair in the situation dealing with
you. No, I understand that, but we both have the same mindset right now, so my child is thinking is okay. Because he thinks the same damn way. It's okay until one of us grows up.
That is not okay. Like, me speaking, because I do have a child, and I am not married. I do have a child, and his dad is with someone else. I am with someone else. However, I have no problem with my child spending time with his dad and him and his significant other live together. And, you know, as long as my son is comfortable around her, he has no problem. And, like, we've actually talked, me and the girl, cool. We don't have any bad beef or anything like that. It's just like, you with him, I'm with him. As long as my child comes back the same way he went, I'm cool with it.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to play stepmom, but I mean, even though, of course, that's the role that you take on, being in a relationship with somebody who has kids from a previous relationship, but, you know, I don't know how to really explain it to you, but, you know, it's still only two parents, me and him, but I won't go to the point of, oh, you can't see your son and that bitch around. And I went through that with another relationship, because he had a child with a maniac. And she was like, no, you can't see your child if that bitch open. So,
did that end up not being a damn daddy anyway?
You just can't ever see your child because we live together. I think that's so stupid.
Did you just ignore me?
Huh?
Did you just ignore me?
I didn't hear what you said.
I said, in that story, I think I remember that. Did that end up not being a damn daddy anyway? Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that's foolish. Like, I think that is really foolish, and it's selfish. And a lot of women do it out of being bitter. You can't be mad at a man because they don't want to be with you anymore and keep them from their children, because at the end of the day, that's a bond that child needs to have with their father or their mother. It has nothing to do with y'all's situation. And as adults who decide to have a child, y'all should, you know, already have that understood before a child even comes into this world. However, I do know some parents really ain't worth shit, whether it's the mother or the father. And those are in a special category of their own. You know them when you see them, because on Father's Day and Mother's Day, they take so many beautiful pictures.
but any other day you've never seen him before.
You're like,
oh, she's like, really just empty.
Don't even know
they got income tax. Income tax, too. You see them income tax. They buy them, you know, some new J's. And so they got their extra little money. That's when everybody get real friendly around income tax time, want to be in their child life, and then hit you with that, can I carry a little man this month? I'm going to tell you.
That pure bullshit. I mean, to stop cursing so much.
I would like to say, y'all, that really has one of the worst attitudes you could probably come across ever. And I mean this from the sincerest part of my heart. If we are driving, this is the only person I know, we are sitting in traffic, and she can cut somebody out full of road rage with gospel music playing in the background, okay?
Oh, my God.
When I say we'll go fed, ride by, throwing soda bottles out the window, throwing pennies, it gets real, okay? It gets real, so.
But you know what?
She's so angry, she'll change your mood, and you would be happy as hell. Whew.
You know, my husband started from the same thing. You know, I thought that because of gospel music on, going hard on them people driving around. But no, I've gotten a lot better. I don't throw things at people anymore. I haven't done that in about a year plus. I don't hop out of cars anymore. I haven't done that in about a year plus. I've been doing very well, I might say.
You have. You have been doing very well, and I am really proud of you. That is good. Yeah. Now, back to these custody battles, though. Now, I heard the whole situation with Usher and his wife wanting to take the kids was because one of the little boys got hurt or something. Was it like
the near drown situation? Yeah, he just got released from the hospital not too long ago.
But yeah.
He got stuck in a drain. As many times,
pool.
And I know their babies was younger. I know his kids were just born, so they weren't around at that time. I mean, they're not just born, but when this was going on, his kids were not born yet, so they don't know. But we all went through this spell when, damn it, kids was getting stuck in a drain. They don't know how to set their ass up in a drain? Hello?
Yeah.
Come on now. A little boy had already died from being stuck to a drain before years ago. So everybody done already been through that. Kids still been stuck to a drain. That is a goddamn problem.
Maybe they just got to put the stopper in it.
I don't know.
And you know what? I noticed that, and this is, it kind of all goes together. With these women and these big events, say like All-Star Weekend, you have a lot of women who have in their head that I'm going to meet this ball player and I'm going to get pregnant and I'm going to come up, and, you know. Like, that right there is an issue itself. And honestly speaking, I think that's the mind frame of a lot of people, and I think a lot of people have came out in that situation with their wives is because, you know, fuck, if she's pregnant, let me just marry her and keep my money. And some of them end up in decisions such as custody battles. It's like, clearly, you know, you was nothing when I met you, and you end up getting pregnant. So now you're going to be an overnight celebrity. You know, you're an overnight millionaire because you just happen to be that lucky girl that night and slip up and get pregnant. But even with that, it's so much going on. Like, they have lawyers, like, breaking this stuff down to a science that you pretty much set these people up to get pregnant, and we don't get a penny. That is funny to me. Because, like, I'm sorry, kids are cool. I like them a little bit. I ain't going to just say I love kids because I've been pushing it. But I'm not going to trap anybody with no kids. That's probably the last thing that I'm going to use to make a man stay with me. I might try voodoo first before I try kids.
Yeah, because voodoo, you can always say, you know what, let me blow this candle out or dig up whatever you're doing. Let me just change. Let me stop it now. A motherfucking child, that motherfucker, when they hear that, hear, so you can't run the back.
I mean, after like two, you can't drop them off at the fire station no more. You just stuck with them.
get tired of your ass, so why would I play a baby? I'm not trying. If you ain't in the, if you don't want to be kept, I'm not in the business of keeping a motherfucker that wants to be here. I'm not the jailhouse. I'm not locking your ass down.
And that right there is another topic in itself. You can't keep nothing that ain't trying to be kept.
Okay.
Baby,
okay.
Is not okay. Not okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, as, like, well, how does that really go, though, when somebody does have, like, a one-night stand, they get married, you know, get pregnant? Like, who does get the kid in that situation? Like, do they base it off of, like, financial stability, emotional stability? Because really they don't have any kind of bond. If it was like a one-night thing and then sporadically 9 months later, hey, I'm pregnant with your baby. Who do you even contact to
really?
Contact them to let them know? Like, the agent or, like, who do you call?
The judge is now, well, they've always did it this way. But when before, I think it was the children deserve to be with the parent, with the mama. You know, the mama's nature, yada, yada, yada. I think now what they look at is financial stability, because if you look, like at one point they were saying Kanye West was going to take Kim Kardashian's baby from her. If you look at it, and they're placing these kids with the person that got the most money, but yet they're still being watched by a nanny or somebody else. These kids are not with these people that they place them with. So you just going to say, I'll place you here because you got a whole bunch of motherfucking money.
But
you're not
going to
have an attachment
situation.
That you need.
The situation with Kim and Kanye, if they was to separate, I really wouldn't want the baby with either one of them.
Why?
Godparents.
I know. The baby can't go to the grandma either. So who is the godparent? We need someone else because.
Maybe Chloe.
He can
go with Chloe. The baby can go with Chloe.
Yeah. Or even Courtney. Courtney's good with her kids. She's all, you know.
But her boyfriend, her baby dad is a mess child. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, he would be. That's like the foster kids. You know, you got the foster kids trying to figure out whose house they're going to go to with the relatives. Like, oh, you could have had them, but you got this psycho with you. You never know when that boy can punch a damn glass or.
Yeah. Because, you know, being a girl living with Kim, she might, I'm sure somebody's going to show her. Her mama's porn tape with Ray J's losing ass.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's pretty much going to be it. Like, after you see that, you'll be like, shit, I'm a born hoe. This is what my calling is.
This is what
and
I'm going to do because that's what my mama was. So I'm
going
to get big like my mama did.
And how can you tell her not to do it and she did it? That's like telling your child, don't smoke cigarettes, and yet you light a cigarette up in their face.
Like,
how you gonna tell me don't smoke cigarette? You
bitch,
smoke
I got
cigarette. Ask
you gonna
smoke
you
cigarette?
How you gonna tell me not to smoke a cigarette? Mm-hmm. for real.
That is so funny, man. Like certain situations, if they split up, I think they would be pretty interesting. Like,
Jay-Z and Beyonce
situation, and all his other kids are with you know the mothers. None of them with Jay-Z. Which that whole situation was kind of weird to me. I don't know exactly the reason why they're with their mothers or not, but, I mean, obviously they're well taken care of.
Being paid not to say a damn thing.
I'm sure. Like, clearly that's the case because people forgot about these children. And obviously these baby mamas are well taken care of because they're not acting no fools. You don't see them on no blogs. You don't see them in no streets acting all out of
their
character.
Because you can swap and down blue with Jay-Z's first baby. And they got, like, two or three other ones.
Right. When I first heard that, I was like, yeah, that's it. He's jamming. He loves his baby. I was like, wait, this is y'all little kids. Do he not love them as much? What is that about?
That's what
if I was his daughter, I would probably feel some kind of way in my homie corn boy. Because that's not okay. Like, you can't show more love for one child than you did the other. However, I do understand that, you know, you didn't have as much money with the first one as you do with the one now. That means you just got to go back and repeat it. Shit, have another first birthday extravaganza for him and shit. Just call it something else.
Do something.
But you can't
get I don't think it was just even that either. I think it's more so, you know, it's kind of like me. I have a half-brother. And, you know, my half-brother, he was raised in Portland with his mom. And, you know, I was raised by my dad and my mom. And so, you know, with my other two siblings. And so it's not necessarily the fact when you had those kind of rifts. is not more so about the fact that you love that person more than the other. It's about the fact because now you with this, now you with somebody else, and especially if you in totally different areas, it changes the whole dynamic of how y'all interact now. So now,
interact.
You know, you try to interact with your child a whole other way. Than you, it might not be as always in the public eye because, heck, if the mom's nowhere near you, then or it's not, you know, your child in the custody of that mom, then you can't really trip out of it. It just changes the way it is.
And that doesn't make sense because I have 5 siblings from my dad's side. Of course, I was not raised in a house with any of them. I actually just found out about it when I turned, like, 20. But, you know, like, he still treated pretty much all the same. He don't do shit for none of us. But, you know, hey, he's our father. Like, we don't have, like, any hard feelings between each other. You know, when we finally met, when Daddy was like, yeah, I got some other kids outside of y'all kids, you know, put us all together, it was still cool. You know, the air was still fine. Even though, like, my older siblings, which are twins, are 2 days older than me. Crazy. But,
I know her. That's a small world. I know her siblings. They're on top of it. I wouldn't even have known it.
Yeah, that is really, really fun. That's why it's no more kids for Angela. No twins, Charlie.
Yeah, you gonna have one more for
Thomas. Nah. Not so much.
You got to, or he gonna drive you crazy?
No. So people always say it's easier with two than it is with one. Not so much. I don't believe that. Yes, they have somebody to play with. However, until they get to the age they can both play, what are they going to do? Get on your nerves. So, in that
that's
case,
why it, when my baby turns
4,
when my baby
turns
2, I'm going to be working on another one so they can play with each other and leave me the hell alone.
No, I'm not going to do that. He's starting pre-K. We're going to make friends with the kids in the class. We're going to have sleepovers, some parties, come over and play dates, all that. So that way they can all go home. I don't want any more.
Yeah, okay, so Stanton, in about 3 years, remember what she said, and we'll see.
I said, 3 years. Give myself 3 years. If I don't have one within 3 years, that's the end. Eggs is burnt up, not finna try it again. I'm out for the count, okay?
Okay.
It's like a cheese. I'm pouring you close.
Keeping you warm.
With this ecstasy.
But both of y'all sound
horrible. Oh, she's going to go R. Kelly. Pass on the baby. I need your body next to me.
Oh, my Lord, have mercy.
Focus.
I know, right? Let's get it together.
Okay, what? Now being that Sadie singing was so horrible, what we're going to do is go ahead, you know, and pray about that.
Yeah, we need to.
Death and destiny. So we're going to go ahead and go into our next song, which will be Mary, Mary, I'm Walking.
Oh, that's my song.
Shadow, a cloud, or a line in the sky. Am I taking it wrong or am I
That used to be my jam, though.
I was over here bopping my head harder than motherfucker.
Right? I was there.
I was over here with my hand in my crotch and everything. It was getting in.
That is funny. Even though Dirty Diana is one of my favorite jams.
I like Dirty Diana, but it's not like in my top. I got a top 10, and Dirty Diana is not like nowhere near that top 10. It's
Why?
A good song, too. I just don't.
Oh my God.
This is not.
It's not in my top 10. Thriller. I do not like Thriller.
Well, are you on the.
I thought it was okay.
I don't think it's as awesome as everybody makes it. I think at the time it was
so
awesome.
Oh, the album or
like
the song? That's what we got to figure out. The album or the song?
No,
what?
The song.
Yeah, I give you
the
song, but not the album. Thriller?
No, the album was cool. I just didn't like the song. It was like the song.
Oh, I was about to say.
The album, man.
Oh, man, I can name it back to back. You know, I got all of that. I guess before he died, I had all his CDs. So that just showed you I wasn't one of them bandwagon people that said, oh, he's a band. Let me get all his music. No, he's fake people. Well, I'm gonna be quiet. I ain't gonna get started today.
Get started.
What the hell? What's going on? I missed the whole conversation.
I'm kind of like doing six things at one time, y'all. Y'all have to excuse me. I just want to let y'all know that I am dropping a poster this Friday on the 16th. I'm dropping a poster, which will be available to order. I'm also doing a poster release party with my homie Young Script. He's doing an album release in Houston on the 25th. So you have to stay tuned for further details of where it's so you can come and meet Model Angela in person. And I'm sure Houston _RiRi, follow her on Twitter, will be there as well.
And follow me on Twitter and Instagram, Houston _RiRi, so I can get my followers up, though.
Just say
I'm going to tell you two things. First, I'm a shameless plug. I'm just saying my shameless plug after. But I'm about to make a challenge. Let's see. Today is the 13th. Okay. My plan is to try to get my girl Houston RiRi before the end of this month at 150 followers. That's my. I don't know why I picked that number, but that's the number I'm going with, 150 followers.
Sounds like a plan.
I think you can do it.
I think I got the juice. I think I got the juice like Tupac. I think I can do it.
Oh, the juice, huh?
The juice.
Right?
The juice.
You got the juice, man.
Juice.
Yeah.
So Saturday has the juice now. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's what kind of juice is that you're drinking?
I got it.
I just wanted to talk about supporters right quick, and this is completely off topic, but talk about supporters, because we're all kind of in the same business. Of course, we're all doing something that we want people to support, whether they're their friends, you know, enemies, strangers. Just support what we're doing, because, you know, we're people trying to do our own thing, because I support people as equal as they support me. Even some people who don't support me, if I like what you're doing, I'm going to support you. But I noticed one thing. When you're a woman and you have a lot of male supporters, if they find out you're in a relationship, that shit is gone.
That's dumb.
It's like,
that's stupid.
It's damn stupid, because to me, I don't think those are real supporters at all. I think they're more like people who thought they had a chance, and then like when they found out you're in a relationship, it's like, oh, okay, well, I'm not trying to, you know, climb her tree no more. Excuse my
right,
okay.
Man, I found you in a relationship. I said, I'm about to take you off this show. I'm going to do now. Let's forget that, man. Let's forget that. She got this show tonight.
Right? But like, that's really weird to me. And I've seen it happen to a lot of people before. They'd be like, oh, she got a girlfriend.
unfollow. I be seeing their little posts on Instagram, and people be laughing and joking about it, but they really be serious.
Yeah, they
really be serious.
And when your relationship status changed, and you ain't, and you in the same thing, see, this is why I don't put my status on Facebook. I don't be hiding nothing. If you ask me, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not going to act fake with you. I'm going to let you know I'm single. You ask me. But when people see it on there, and it's especially some people that change their relationship status or they pull draws, which is every day, or some of them, I don't know, some people don't change their draws every day. But anyways, they do it. They change it so much that it's ridiculous. I think Facebook, they will probably limit. They didn't put a limit on how many times you can change your status on Facebook a year. If you change, many times, you know, you lock into that for the rest of the year. So if you got engaged and you ain't engaged, cut it out, man. Y'all be wild enough. People be, I'm engaged to such and such on Facebook. Like, come on, get your corny behind. And then all of a sudden they're not feeling each other. So now all of a sudden it's in an open relationship or it's complicated. What the hell is complicated? What did that become?
We're not in a relationship, but I don't understand that. That's one of them. He my boyfriend, but I'm not his girlfriend type of relationship.
That's a clever way of calling yourself a jump off. That's a nice way of saying, oh, she's just a jump off.
Yeah, that is pretty sad. That is pretty. And you know what? And this is probably another show in itself, but I've been getting, like, a person that I know was telling me about someone that they were talking to, and they were just feeling them so much, like them so much. However, this person turns out to be a complete fake, like a user. You know, he's pretty much using her for whatever he can get out of her, you know, playing with her emotions, with her feelings, even like meeting her kids and family. And it's all in the mix of him just being trifling. And her thing, she wants to understand, like, why would someone do that? Because he's a trifling nigga, clearly. Like, there's no reason to be trifling. I'm here just trifling, just to be trifling. Like, some stuff you just can't make sense of.
There be some women out here too. They be, you know, they be doing the most. They be out here, you know. Oh, okay, you know, they find out. It's so funny. They don't want to message you, but then as soon as they go, you know, all of a sudden they keep hearing other people talk about, man, well, he do this, he do that, and then all of a sudden they trying to hurt, they trying to jump over fences. They just talk to you. Oh, I've been supporting you for so long. Get your face behind that by face. I can't stand the type of people. You want to support me before you knew that stuff? Then don't even talk to me, because I want a person that if I was poor, you know, you going to support me. Even talking to chicks like that, I be, people think that, oh, my God, he talked to all these chicks. No, it's not like that. You can go ahead and get this to my now, because I don't really deal with a lot of, you know, it ain't too many law people like that.
Yeah, like unnecessary insecurities is like a pet peeve. And I come across a lot of people who like, and they like, they think they're interested in talking to me. And then when you see, like, the amount of time, free time that I have, and yes, people make time for who and what they want to make time for. That is very, very true. But at the same time, when you are a man dealing with a woman with big dreams, goals, and, you know, places that she's trying to get to, you have to understand that. And you have to also understand the sacrifices that have to be made. And if you're not willing to travel along that road with her, keep it the fuck moving, because ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody
acting
got time
like
for
you care. I'll send a million. You see how I flip out right quick? But seriously, though, it's like you might as well clearly, upfront, state your reasons, what we're doing here, to save all some drama later. Because men these days would be like, yeah, we good, we just talking, cool. Okay, so what do you want this to turn into? That's my next question. Because if we're just, you know, being fast, being goofing, let me know that. If you got other women, let me know. Let me make the decision if I'm going to mess with you or not. Don't lie to me, and then I'll make a decision. And then it all blows up later. When a woman asks you to be honest, damn, be honest, because usually nine times out of ten, she doesn't care if you're messing with somebody else because the bitch probably not a friend anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, why lie? I don't get it.
But you be honest. Like,
you
just
be lying to
somebody. I got main, and it's my girlfriend. They say they got a girlfriend, and then they talk. Just my thing is their problem is be, why can't just be single, just date people? And then once you find the right person, get into relationships. Like, they just want somebody that can have a relationship, so whenever they feel alone, if you have that person, they call, oh, what's up, baby? Oh, you my girlfriend. Oh, okay, let's front to the world real quick. Like, stop fronting. So, you got the British woman in my ear, man. Go ahead, let me find out. I think you're following
y'all. That our show is about to be over, guys, but make sure y'all tune in with us, Glitz and Glamour, next week from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. Central Standard Time with none other than I Am Model Angela and
Houston_Riri
and our plug-in.
And it's Tuesday at 10. She just had a time. I think it's at 8. Tuesday as well now.
Y'all remind them what y'all got going on this weekend, too. Remind them that.
We don't really have much going on this weekend. However, what we are doing is having all artists go ahead and any artists, independent artists out there, models, boutiques, anything like that. If you want to get, you know, your fan base built, what we are currently doing is building a website for all indie artists, all independent models, everything, because we all want to help each other grow. So you want to go ahead and email us. It's indieeverything@gmail.com, indieeverting@gmail.com. And there is also a website coming soon to that, so don't go to it because you're going to see a little T-shirt hanging saying something awesome is on the way. But I want to make sure y'all tune in to what we are doing. And we will be back next Tuesday from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. Make sure y'all follow us on Instagram and Twitter at I Am Model Angela and Houston_Riri. I don't know if
I thought you just said everything.
I got that. It's simple. All of it, pretty much, if you type in SETI J, Dust, as CEDY, with a J, DUSK on Twitter. And on Instagram, you're going to find me easily. You know, I got like two other Twitters, too. You know, that, them, the bottle one and then the Dust Spot one. But, you know, y'all can find them easy, too. Because you go to my Twitter, you're going to find those sort of pages, too. So it's that simple. But I'm shameless plug. Again, I need to make sure y'all check out this show. I'll be taking this show again next Tuesday. And if y'all, I was confused what the fucking link is. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/SETIJ, CEDY, letter J. Yeah, I have this show there. All the shows are listed there. Hey, you got the link already? Post it. Show some love, man. Repost the freaking link, because that's how you'll continue to make this show grow more and more and more. And don't be scared. Don't be scared. Call in. Don't be scared. They're not going to bite.
Wow.
We joking around saying Riri is tough run up, but she's actually real cool as y'all see on her show. She's tough,
yeah,
but she's
of
real
course.
Cool.
And crazy.
And Angela's real cool, too. She's tough. I recently started paying attention to that. Angela's pretty tough, too. But they're both cool, so don't be afraid, Colin. Just don't come around to extra thirsty, though. That's where the ass going to get you cussed out. Don't come back to extra thirsty. I had to make that public service announcement. But this coming on is you know, this, yo, we here to have a good time with y'all, man. So show them some love, because I appreciate what y'all mean. Y'all started the show last week, or with a bang. This week in 10, custody battles, great topic. hell, then y'all got to support them. So had to get that out. But Shameless Plug, too. Shameless Plug. And y'all down for Fort Worth, y'all make sure y'all come out to upcoming doing an event in Louisville, so y'all come show some love, man. Get it in on the ones and twos, so show up and show out. All right, I'm done. Y'all ready?
Ready.
Out.